Okay, this is the regularly scheduled monthly meeting of the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission. Today is February 21st. It is 7:04 PM. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Estuan.
Here.
Mr. Jalowick.
Here.
Mr. Kopchansky. Mr. Sanchez.
Here.
Mr. Miskiewicz.
Here.
Mr. Sadlick. I saw him there.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's here, permuted.
Here.
Yeah. There he is.
There you go.
Mr. DiGiovanni.
Here.
Mr. Fratarola.
Here.
And Mr. Blisman.
Here.
So I have one absent, Mr. Kopchansky, and we have eight members present.
Okay, thank you, Karen. And we move on to item number four, additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. I do have one addition. It's the paddleboard. Downtown, for lack of a better term. And somebody's from there, from the applicant. I would like to add it to the agenda under new business. Because I have some questions, and I'm sure the applicant can answer them. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Is any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Communications? Let the record state I do not have any communications this month. And we'll move on to item number six, the public portion. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to address the commission at this time? Please state your name for the record. Anyone from the public? Anybody from the public?
I'm here from the public, but for Scoot and Paddle.
We're adding you to the agenda. You've been added. Yeah. Okay. That'll be the time to talk, because we do have questions. I'm sure other members will have some questions also. Anybody else from the public?
Yeah, I'm here for application.
Okay. Yep. Are you an application for Jay Clark's landscape? We're just going to receive it tonight and hear it next month.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
All right. Yeah. Kevin told me I should be at this meeting. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Anybody from the public? Okay. We'll close the public portion. Approval of the minutes of the 1/17/2023 regular meeting. We don't have the minutes yet. They're not completed yet. So I move that we table acceptance of approval of the minutes, because we don't have them yet. So I couldn't send them to you. Is that right, Karen?
That is right.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and second. And discussion on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, receipt of applications. There's an application for Jay Clark's Landscaping, 261 New Haven Avenue, site plan application. Construct a 4,800 square foot building to store equipment and vehicles for a landscaping business. I move that we receive this application and put it on the agenda for next month to be heard. Since you're at this up. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Made and seconded. And discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, we'll see you next month. Public hearing, City of Derby Planning and Zoning Commission Zone Text Change Application to repeal and replace 195-138A to clarify zoning enforcement procedures. I move that we, again, keep the public hearing open, and we don't have anything additional to add to this. And they did make some corrections that we asked for the last 3 months, but it was not on the Board of Aldermen's agenda, and they did not vote on it, and they did not approve it, so there's nothing new to add. So we can keep the public hearing open. I move that we keep it open, because Ryan, we don't, the term limits, we don't have to act by a certain date, because it doesn't apply.
Well, Ted, correct? I think, that's correct. I would suggest, and I had a discussion with John Marini and Barbara about the language that is sort of causing some concern from the commission members about right. appointment versus hire and all that. And I think Barbara, and I'll let you speak for yourself on this, but I think the recommendation that we have is that the language be changed in the zoning regulations to, instead of saying something like the commission shall appoint, to perhaps something more along the lines of the commission shall provide recommendations to the mayor's office on the hiring of a zoning enforcement officer and deputy zoning enforcement officer. And then the commission shall also have the responsibility and authority to enforce the provisions of these regulations. And that's probably more in line with the history of how this has occurred. And it you know, because the language in the proposed text is identical to the language that's there today. So the whole purpose right. of the Sixth Amendment is to enhance the enforcement capabilities of the zoning enforcement officer. And right. this sort of is an opportunity to perhaps clean that up.
And one of the concerns we had was there was the same language in what we were in our zone text changed, and we understand that, and the what they already had on a city ordinance. So who was, you know, one of them had to be changed. You can't have an ordinance and the zoning say the same thing, although they were different.
Yeah.
So we were asking for the right. language to be changed at one of them to see that beforehand, so we can see it. It's a public hearing, you know, we can show it out to the public what we wanted to change and what, and then we can discuss why the change was made. And to date, I have not heard from anybody.
Yeah, so as Ryan said, we discussed this and it seems to make sense. You know, look, I mean, the other option is that the ordinance could be amended and say hire instead of appoint. And, you know, but this sort of from a practical perspective, if the commission decides to change the language, then, you know, the commission is involved in the process of the hire, right? You have to be if you're recommending. And I think that was what we had discussed. I know I was not at last month's meeting, but before that, we had discussed the point that the mayor has always hired with approval of the Board of Aldermen, but certainly the commission at least wants to be involved in that process. So I think that it would accomplish the goal. And as Ryan said, it would be this language then would be in line with historically how things have been done in the past, and there wouldn't be, you know, this apparent conflict of having the same language. Obviously, two different entities or people can't be doing the exact same thing.
That is correct. So, I'd like to see that in writing and fixed so the entire commission could see it before we move forward for it. We can't, okay. I'd not want to do this ad hoc, at random. I'd like to see it. I'd like everybody to see it. They're happy with it. And then this entire commission can vote on it. We can close a public hearing and then vote on it. I really, you know, if we're receiving something from your office, we should leave the public hearing open because we're receiving yeah. it from your office.
Oh, even if you want it, yes, absolutely. I agree. If you want it in writing, we can provide that for next month. And, you know,
I only
as you said,
saw
then, but you can
the
close
ordinance
public
changed
hearing
and I knew it wasn't on. So that's, you can't have two of the same things. Hi, Dave.
Right. Well, just to clarify, Ted, you said you saw the ordinance change. It was something submitted to the Board of Aldermen as a proposed change?
I don't know
that. Okay.
All as I know is I saw the document and it wasn't on the Board of Aldermen's agenda. Therefore, to me, to represent it to this commission, because the first thing some member is going to ask is, was this changed? And I'll have to say no. I saw it, but it wasn't changed and adopted by the Board of Aldermen. Okay. So therefore, we shouldn't go forward.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll
I'd like to see something in writing and then send it to all the board members so they can see the verbiage change in writing in front of them before we move forward with this. Be it
okay.
on we'll the planning and zoning side or the ordinance side, but they can't both say the same thing and do the same thing.
Agreed.
Okay. Hi, David. You're muted.
I was having trouble logging in. I didn't have the link.
You know, it's funny. We went over the link. It was a part of the body of the agenda in the past. You just clicked the link and you joined the meeting. Now you have to go into Zoom and you have to put in the meeting ID and then the password and then wait for more.
Well, the other way, as Ryan pointed out to me, you can go on the website, which has a list of, if you go into 2023 and you go to the date that you want, it has the list of all the meetings and that's where you can get the link.
Oh,
that's how I finally was able to get into the meeting.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
So
back to in person
for future reference.
I'm on Teams and Zoom most of the day, so it's downloaded on my computer, the app. So I just put in the meeting ID and the password and it lets me in.
And just for the record, Mr. Chair, the link
is
the same for every meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
do we have any questions for our attorney? Regarding the questions we've been asking for the past few months about the wording being the same with the city ordinance and the relationship with the zoning of the powers of the zoning enforcement officer and who's in charge of appointing and hiring and firing, there has to be a happy medium somewhere. And I'd like, if there's going to be a change, again, if I don't stress enough, I'd like to see it in writing, the change, what we're going to take out, what we're going to put in, then I could share it with the members. And then we can move forward.
Okay.
Because ambiguity is definitely no good.
Yeah.
And that's the way we always did it is not good either. That's not an answer either. That's an answer I...
No, definitely not.
Okay. And it's the way we did in the past, just pass it and we'll fix it later. No. Let's fix it now. We have a chance to make it right now. Let's do it right now. Okay.
I agree.
And everybody, as you can tell, just by taking the people's temperature, everybody's in favor of this change, provided it's done properly and correctly. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're asking. Okay. Since this is a public hearing, I'd like to open the public for a discussion. Is there anybody from the public who would like to address the commission at this time? Anybody from the public on the subject? Anybody from the public? With that being said, do we need a motion to continue the public hearing? Ryan?
Probably should.
I make a motion that we continue the public hearing till next meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we'll move on to item number 10, new business referral derby, transfer station at East Pine Street for the repurposing the landfill for a 3.5 megawatt, which should be one, solar installation system, discussion and possible action. This is just an 824 referral from the Board of Aldermen. Does the Planning and Zoning Commission have any concern for what they want to put on the landfill, or do we have it earmarked for something else worth thinking about and talking about? And that's why they're asking just for a positive or negative referral before they come back before us with a full site plan. And then we get to see what they actually want to do and how they're doing. And that's what the 824 referral is. Is there any question
that we give it a positive referral?
I'll second that. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Old business, City of Derby planning and item number 11, City of Derby Planning and Zoning Commission Zone Check Change text application to repeal and replace 185-138 to clarify zoning enforcement procedures, continue discussion and possible action. I move that we table that until we receive from Barbara on the information to receive in the public hearing before we move forward with a decision on that. So there's no action needed today at this time. 310-11B? Yes.
Mr. Chair, you wanted to put something in new business. You skipped right over that.
Yeah, the kayak thing.
Yeah. Okay, my fault. We'll go back to 10B is paddles and something.
Scoop and paddle.
Scoop and paddle. Wanted to put a paddle event and where the boat launch is currently, presently now in Derby. Is there somebody here from the applicant?
Yeah. Hi.
Okay. What would you like to do there? And I have some question, couple questions.
So what I do in Milford is rent kayaks and paddle boards, scooters and bikes. So basically be doing the same thing, but at a on the river. So just a different waterway than Long Island Sound. And we would be renting kayaks, paddle boards. We would be doing group, you know, tours, rent bikes. People could just rent them along the Greenway at their leisure. We could also do bike tours as well. We do events like yoga paddles, full moon paddles, sunset yoga, races, all different things. It's a lot of fun. So
a couple of questions that have been raised. Is it city property? Did you have to go before the, or did you go before the Board of Ed, or is it state property? Because from what I understand now, it's all fenced off and you can't get there from here.
So initially we were looking at O'Sullivan Island, but right, because of the fencing and the possible contaminants, they had suggested maybe move over to Hog Island for the water sport portion of it.
Have you, is it, again, the question is it city or is it state property? And is it accessible? Because right now it's fenced off. It's not accessible to anybody.
This is Roger. Can I just come in?
Hi, Roger. Roger, you want to introduce yourself to the commission?
Sure. I'm the Director of Economic Development, been with the city now for 3 months. And we were approached by Tina, who has run a successful scoot and paddle business in Milford, and came and said, essentially, Derby is a gem. You've got two rivers, you've got a greenway. We need to attract visitors to the community. And we looked at O'Sullivan's Island. We had NV Cog come down and we toured around the greenway. And Tina's suggestion is for this first season, just put up a temporary, like a container to retain safety for the kayaks and the bikes, and put the container for the bikes right beside the greenway, sort of under the bridge near the parking area. So it could be rapidly moved if necessary. And in discussion with NV Cog, you know, the suggestion we were looking at is putting it very close to where the new fishing pier is being built. There is some concerns, as you pointed out, because that part of that is city and part of that is state. Hog Island is city owned, and going around the kind of corner from where the bridge is on the Greenway, that is all city owned property. So we are suggesting to Tina initially in this first season to leave it on city property. But stressing this is a temporary location to sort of check out the market and see what the reaction is.
Can I ask a question, Ted?
Sure.
This is not a formal application, right? This is more of an informational,
more of an
informal discussion, correct?
More of an informal discussion to see what they wanted to do there. That's why these questions came up. So when the application process, as minimum, I think we need a site plan application, because if it's, we need to know what they're going to be doing. And as Roger spoke, if they're talking about putting a container there, even though it's a container just to lock and store things, we need to know it's there. Okay. Correct. So this is just to find out what does she want to do? What type of business is it? and cleared up some questions about city and state property. Is there accessibility? What are you going to do with the equipment, the bikes, et cetera?
And so, Ted, wouldn't she need to go before the board first and get consideration for the lease and the use of the land and all that? And then kind of they did the same thing, E24 us. And
that's one of the questions I asked was, did they, you know, if it's city property, don't they have to get the approval of the Board of Aldermen? Doesn't that have to come before us before? And that's why I asked the question on who owns the land that they plan on doing this on? Is it the city or is it the state? And do you have the approval from the Board of Aldermen in the city or the state if it's on state property? And Roger cleared that up saying, we're going to keep everything at city property. Okay. Do they have the Board of Aldermen approval before
We haven't. Tina hasn't presented to the Board of Aldermen at this point. Mm-hmm. But you know what we're discussing is sort of maybe for the summer, like a $250 lease payment to the city, nominal, because essentially it's land that really we can't put any permanent structures on at this point.
Mr. Okay. Chair, Gino, I have a question for Tina. Tina, is this, were you up at Maddie's Marina before? Is this the same business? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you were up on top there.
We were right on the river.
Yeah.
We didn't have a storefront.
And you had a container in the parking lot there or something, right? Where you stored everything. Okay. So I understand what type of business it is. Okay.
And how'd that work out, Tina? Or how is that?
It was really great. The first year we did it, and I didn't do a lot of advertising. It sort of came to me right at the beginning of my season. So I didn't even get there until mid-July, the first, you know, so it had great potential. But this was during COVID. And so what happened was, after COVID sort of lifted a little bit, the businesses that were there in the complex got very busy, and there was not enough room for me to have my container there. So that's why she didn't ask me to come back. There's just not enough space, but we would have liked to have stayed there. It was a great lake, peaceful, calm, not a lot of boat traffic. So it was a good spot, but there just, it didn't work out.
I certainly, as far as a commit, you know, obviously there's I's that dot and T's to cross, you know, on a formal application, but I think it's a great thing. We should do whatever we can to pave the way to give this a try.
Yeah, I agree with that, Steve. I think you know, trial and error is, you know, like Roger said, get her set up down there, you know, charge her some type of fee or whatever, you know, comes along with that, and see how the business is and how it grows. You never know, it might take off and bring a lot of people down there. Now you got the fishing pier that's going to be starting in the spring, so I think this was a good first step to see, you know, what she needs for requirements and what kind of process she needs to go through.
I have a question too for Tina. I was reading the PDF you sent over, and there was a substantial list of requirements, and I'm wondering how much of that you're looking for, like, initially. Not that, again, it would even really be anything to do with this board. I'm just curious, as you go before the Board of Aldermen, what you're asking for. Is it just use of the land to kind of see everything? But I saw you want, like, power, you want the lot paved and straightened out and that kind of stuff.
So the power isn't essential. That is, if scooters were allowed, that the commuter type scooters for people who can't bike, they would need to be charged. So that would just be something I could do without if there were no power. There is power down there that could be diverted, but that's not necessary the first, you know, right away. The porta potty, things like that, we will need, which I'd be more than happy to supply, but I would need a space for it. I'd need that for my staff and customers. So the storage units are necessary for safety. There's a few things that are non, you know, things that I'm planning to provide. The parking lot, I understand it's not going to be paved right away, but there are some pretty big, like, potholes and things like that I just think are a safety issue for anyone going down there. But
yep,
it would definitely improve the area, but it's not a requirement.
I understand. I just, the way I read that was like, we want to give you $250, but all you have to do is drop $1 million into it. No. And clean it up. And I was like, wow, that really seems like.
Most of the things on there, I would provide. I would just need permission to put the space.
Gotcha. A lot of that, I think a lot of that permission definitely comes from the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Now that Roger has laid out that it will be on city property, the Board of Aldermen is the way to go. And that you know, come before this board, this commission, and have their approval to do this would be a plus. That's why there's so many questions. And I asked, you know, did you go before the Board of Aldermen? Is it on city property? Yes, it is. So that, I think the use is great.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for having me here.
I would also add that it is a permitted use in the CDD zone.
Okay.
And I do think as part of the application, right now they're looking to do very little. So it's almost a use application with maybe a minor diagram of where you want to put some of the temporary storage units in a porter lot. I mean, really, it doesn't have to be complicated.
I did submit that.
Oh, you did?
But I don't know if it got to you. So there were two different ones. One was O'Sullivan Island, and that was scratched for Hog Island. But I don't know if you could see this, but this would be where the parking lot is. This would be one of the boxes for the bikes with a little sales tent there for the employee that's working there. So it's right before the greenway, not on the greenway. And then the second box would actually be on the island, not O'Sullivan Island, but Hog Island. So that would have to be on the island itself to store the boats, because it's almost a quarter mile walk from the parking lot to the tip of that island there. So the box would have to be permitted to be dropped down there.
Right. And I think anything you do down in that neck of the woods has to be given some consideration about the fact that you're on a floodplain. So just as part of your application, when you come before this board for a site plan approval, is just a brief written narrative about, you know, what your plan is for removal of this equipment and this temporary measures in the event of a potential flood event.
Hey, Ryan, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is this property in the floodplain or in the floodway?
It is both. It is partially in the floodway. And it's entirely in the floodplain.
Right.
Entirely in the floodplain and partially in the floodway. So I'll check the language, Dave, of the activity within the floodplain. But, I think a trailer, a temporary feature like that would probably be okay, as long as there's a sort of a plan to get it out of there if there's ever a, you know, pending flood coming.
Tina, I got one more question for you. It's Gino DiGiovanni. If you come to the Board of Aldermen and let's say the process starts moving forward, when is your when is the start of your season, or when would you if you got approval and everything went according to the plan, when would you start to move down there, or when is the season start?
Peak season is Memorial Day to Labor Day. With the bikes, I mean, that's because of water temperature, but with bikes and you have this greenway that is perfect for biking, I could start a lot sooner. Water sports usually mid-May, but our peak is Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay. And then at the end of the season, after Labor Day, obviously the water sports would close. How would you stay longer if business, business permitted you to, when would you close the seasonal business down?
So usually it's closer to Columbus Day, but it is it's all weather dependent. So where I am now in Milford, it's a little bit trickier because it's just becomes more of a hazard. But we still go out on the water. The water's actually warm later in the season. So it really is weather dependent because the air gets pretty cooled. But we could stay open later. But usually by Columbus Day, it's wrapped up.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you for the presentation before the board. At least they know what they're getting into, you know?
Can I just have one question regarding floodplain? And so when you say it's in a floodway, is that whole island get covered with water? Or just it rises?
It did once in 1955.
No, it didn't.
Well, that's a
more recently than that.
Yes, it gets flooded. It gets flooded fairly regularly down there. Yeah. So the difference between the floodplain and the floodway, just as a without getting overly technical, is just what you're allowed to do within the limits of that. So the floodway, think about the floodway as where the water is really moving. It doesn't exactly mean that, but as a practical matter, it's where the water is really moving. And then the floodplain outside that is where the water may rise to, and it may not be as there may not be as much risk of having certain elements in the floodplain that's not in the floodway. But that's sort of me trying to break it down to layman's terms. But yes, that whole area south of Route 8 is subject to flooding from both rivers.
Completely submerged type of flooding, or just high water table? Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Around your ankles.
So Tina, where you want to put the box where the paddle boats or the kayaks would be, according to that picture?
Okay.
In my experience, in my shops across the river from there, if you were that picture was, generally speaking, if you moved it back off the tip of that little peninsula there, that doesn't flood as often. But the farther you get closer to the water, obviously, just, you know, to let you know.
Okay.
Well, you know, this might also be, again, it's kind of an incubator project. And if something was going to come out of this, then maybe your permanent structure would be up on the lower Main Street area, the south of Main Street, you know, and then you would have movable stuff down. So I think the main thing here, we're not trying to scare you off with the flood.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to let her know that if she puts a container over there, when she comes in on a Monday morning, it's going to be floating down the river. You know what I mean? So I just want to let her know that.
Yeah, that won't work.
Yeah. And you're going to, but I think you're on the right track and I'm glad you came. I think that's going to be you know, I think it's going to draw people down there, and a lot of people maybe don't know around about the area down there. And I think it'd be good for the city overall.
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for coming before the commission. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sounds like we need to find Tina, Roger, a place on the upper river too. Okay. There's got to be somebody up there that's got space to do this.
You know, we see this as part of the thinking we're doing for the redevelopment of south of Main Street, that we want to make it attractive for people who ultimately buy or rent whatever properties are built down there. We see that probably attracting younger professionals. They like recreation, and part of the reason they want to be there is that they can get out on the Greenway or get in a kayak and paddle up either one of the rivers. And as Tina said, you know, on the rivers, it's a lot safer than on Long Island Sound. So she's very attracted to the location. And to have a location with two rivers to kayak on is really quite an attraction.
Now that they're clean enough to kayak on and not walk across.
That's right.
It helps. Thank you, Tina. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Mr. Thank Chair, you. If you could just just forward any of the materials you submitted to the zoning office so we can post them.
I will. Okay. And just for the record, there's not a formal application at this time.
Okay. But I mean, whatever.
Just to let you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to 11B, 310 Sunland Hill, formal discussion. Continued. Is there anybody here from 310 Sentinel Hill? Is there anybody here? I spoke to our zoning enforcement officer, who said they would be at this meeting because we wanted a little clarification of what's going on there. Because from what I understand, they came in for a permit today for another apartment. we don't know how many apartments. We don't know what they're selling. We don't know what the plan is for that space. That's why I kept it on the agenda. We were hoping to hear from someone. The zoning enforcement officer is not at this meeting, nor is the owner of 310 Sullivan Hill. So I will just keep it until next month, and hopefully we have some resolution.
Did we ever send them the letter? How did he contact them?
They were in the office today applying for a building permit to add another apartment.
Oh, and that's when he told him to come to the meeting tonight.
Then he said, come to the meeting. And I spoke to him with the applicant present. And I said, come to the meeting because there's other questions we have. And nobody came to the meeting tonight, you know.
Gotcha.
And they've been told to come before because I said, don't give them a building permit because we don't know what's there.
Hey, Ted, that property is a single family zone.
It's a non-conforming use. You're right, David. We were hoping to get a little bit more. We don't know how many apartments. There might be six apartments in there.
Well, who knows? Your property record card would show three.
Yeah, we don't know how many are actually there. That's why I wanted the zoning enforcement officer, if they were allowed on the property, or the applicant. You know, what's there? Nothing. We don't know. We don't know. And why is all the stuff for sale? Why is this heavy machinery for sale in front of, what is that? You know, it's just a mess that keeps getting bigger.
At least he came for a permit.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get it. Yeah. He came for one, but he didn't get it. Doesn't mean he's not going to put one there anyway, but at least we know. And to answer your question, I don't know if a letter was sent out. I don't know. Our zoning enforcement officer is not present at the meeting this evening, so I couldn't answer that for him. I don't have a copy of a letter. Okay, so we'll keep it on for next month, and hopefully we'll get him. At least we'll get the zoning enforcement officer for next month. We might not get the person who owns 310 Sentinel Hill, but we'll at least get the CEO.
No, we Ted, at the very least, we need a determination if it's a existing non-conforming use.
Yes, we do.
If it is an existing non-conforming use, what are the non-conforming uses?
Right.
Because if that's the case, this commission doesn't have any authority to grant him an expansion of that non-conforming use.
Because you can't expand.
You have to go to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Right. You can't expand a non-conforming use. But I think our CEO needs to be told that, you know, he has to hear that for himself, whether it's be it right or wrong. He needs to be told that.
Yeah. Well,
and you can't do right. You can't do that. And I agree with you. I agree with you. We were hoping to have them and provide some closure at this meeting, and neither showed up. So we don't have closure. So I'll just keep it on for next month, and I'll send them a letter, and I'll copy everybody so they can see, all the members can see that I send them a letter that we need to see them about 310 Sentinel Hill Road next month's meeting.
To explain it, yeah.
Yes. Right. Motion pay bills if deemed correct. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, everybody.